This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. 30 verses, 30 days. Inshallah, this Ramadan we'll be going through 30 verses of the Quran, one verse from each juz, as you go through بإذن الله تعالى, reading the Quran one juz at a time, one day at a time. Today, I want to look at Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 67, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Remember, O Israelites, when Musa said to you, his people, i.e. the other Israelites that were there during Musa alayhi salam's time, Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding you to slaughter a cow. Okay, this was a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the Israelites had a special type of reverence for the cow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam to tell them to slaughter this cow so that feeling of reverence of an animal over reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wahid al-qahar, would then be broken within their hearts. But they responded back to Musa alayhi salam. And they said, قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا. They said, are you making a mockery out of us? He's saying, this is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, slaughter a cow. They're saying, are you making a mockery out of us because you know the type of feelings we have for this cow? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa alayhi salam responds back with a very unique response. He says, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I be from the people who happen to be ignorant people, who happen to be people of ignorance. Now the obvious question is, what is the link between ignorance and mockery? Well, you see, the more cultured a person is, the more educated a person is, the more cultivated a person is, the more developed a person is, the less likelihood there is that that person would use his tongue in a way which is irresponsible, in a way which hurts the feelings of others. And that's why, instead of telling the Israelites, instead of telling them that I'm not mocking you, I'm just bringing a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam flips the scripts and tells them that it's not befitting of me to mock. Why? Because I'm a person of knowledge. I'm a person of culture, I'm cultivated. A person of culture doesn't have room to mock because ignorance is what leads to mockery. Ignorance is what leads to our tongues not acting in the way they should be. And that's why a poet, he says, that لِسَانُكَ لَا تَذْكُرْ بِهِ عَوْرَةَ مْرِئٍ فَكُلُّكَ عَوْرَاتٌ وَلِلنَّاسِ أَلْسُنُ. You see, when you mock others, firstly, you're doing it out of ignorance. Secondly, if you were able to find something within someone else that is worthy of mockery, then of course they will also go deeply and search for those things that deserve to be mocked within you. And then we'll have a very, very ugly circle of mockery, one person looking for one problem within. And that's what happens, by the way. This is what people, children do in schools and high schools and so forth, right? He calls Fulan a name and then Fulan comes back and says, your name is actually this. He says, your nose is big. The Fulan says, actually, your toes are small, and so on and so forth. And we get into this ugly circle of everybody mocking the other person for whatever fault, whatever defect that they may have. And that's why a poet says, and it's attributed to Imam al-Shafi'i, لِسَانُكَ لَا تَذْكُرْ بِهِ عَوْرَةَ مْرِئٍ فَكُلُّكَ عَوْرَاتٌ وَلِلنَّاسِ أَلْسُنُوا وَعَيْنَاكَ إِنْ أَبْدَتْ إِلَيْكَ مَعَايِبًا فَدَعَهَا وَقُلْ يَا عَيْنُ لِلنَّاسِ أَعْيُنُ. With your tongue, don't mention the faults of anyone, because you as an entirety happen to be faults and mistakes, and also people have tongues as well, even if they're currently holding them back. When you open your tongue up, and when you start mocking people for their faults, they will open their tongues up and they'll start mocking you for your faults. And he says, if you have an eye with which you can see the faults of others, say to your eyes that these faults I wish not to see. فَدَعَهَا. Leave all of those faults. وَقُلْ يَا عَيْنُ لِلنَّاسِ أَعْيُنُ. Say to the eye that other people also have eyes and they'll also be able to see my faults as well. So let's start this Ramadan off, inshallah, focusing on our own faults and our own mistakes and avoiding mocking others, because mocking is another version of ignorance. The more ignorance a person has, the less cultured he is, and the less cultured a person is, the more likely he's able to use his tongue to be offensive to other people. Let's control our tongue within this month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.